In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the first lecture, we spoke generally about the spiritual warfare. And we understood that we exist in two worlds, the natural world and the spiritual world. And also, we understood that Satan, the opposer and the opponent, is in a continuous war against the kingdom of God. And in the second lecture, we spoke about the offensive and the defensive strategies of warfare, and we mentioned some defensive weapons. In this lecture, I'll try to mention some offensive weapons. Definitely, I'm not going to mention every single defensive and offensive weapons, but just I'll give you an idea about some defensive and some offensive. So we spoke about the offensive weapons, defensive weapons, and now we spoke about the offensive. But before I mentioned the offensive weapons, just I want you to know that most, if not all, of the offensive weapons can also be used as defensive weapons. يعني كل ال weapons اللي احنا we use to offend and to attack Satan, all these weapons can be used also as defensive weapons. And I think using the offensive and defensive weapon is what St. Paul meant when he said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, لما بيقول له, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that you by them might war a good warfare. You have to fight the good fight. So fight the good fight means to use both defensive and offensive weapons. برضو نفس الكلام قاله له in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. He repeated the same concept لما قال له fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. When you fight the good fight, actually you will lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. When you fight the good fight, you can say with St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 26, I therefore run not as uncertainly. So I fight not as one who beats the air. فبيقول, I'm not fighting or running with uncertainty. No, I know what I'm doing. I'm not like beating the air. I know the goal, and I know that I'm fighting with certainty. What is the goal of using the offensive weapons? يعني احنا قلنا defensive weapon, the goal to protect myself, to defend myself. But what is the goal of offensive weapons? The goal, actually, as St. Paul told us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, to pull and cast down the strongholds of the enemy. نقرأ مع بعض 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. You will, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God. To pull down strongholds. Pull down stronghold. Cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yet the goal of offensive warfare, a goal, pull down strongholds and cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Here we attack Satan in his territory, and we try actually to advance into his territory and release people from the captivity of Satan. كلم على some offensive weapons and some offensive strategies. The first weapon is prayer. Prayer. وزي ما قلت لكم, prayer is also defensive weapon, defensive and offensive. Prayer is a powerful offensive weapon. When actually we pray and we intercede for others, this will help them to overcome the power of Satan and to defeat Satan. Because in prayer, you are asking the Holy Spirit to come and intervene. The early church learned the power of prayer. That's why they continually prayed. When Herod arrested Peter and put him in prison, what did the church do? The church actually assembled in prayer, because they know how to release Peter from the hand of the devil. It is only, I mean, the hand of the devil, yani in the person of King Herod, who want to kill him. It is only through prayers. I'm glad that after the recent attack on the church in Alexandria, that many churches considered doing like vigils of prayer. This is actually the attitude of our church should be. We assemble together to pray. And when we pray, actually, here we are advancing into the territory of Satan. Prayer, at least there are three levels of prayer. لما ربنا قال لنا ask and you shall receive, seek and you will be given, knock and it will be opened to you. So there are three levels: asking, seeking and knocking. Asking, when you ask for something and you get it immediately, that's asking. But seeking, when actually you seek something and you don't get it immediately, and God actually is waiting for you. But here you continue to seek. Like the disciples, when they continued actually to pray and seek the gift of the Holy Spirit for 10 days from the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ until Pentecost. So henna, when they prayed, they did not have the Holy Spirit immediately, but they continue in seeking the gift of the Holy Spirit. Knocking actually is a deeper level, when God is patient, and here we need to be persistent and keep knocking and knocking and knocking. عارفين المثل بتاع the unjust judge, when this woman starts knocking in his door, and at the end, the unjust judge answered her prayer or her knocking because of her persistence. After this, Rabbina قال لنا إيه؟ قال, أَفَلَا يَسْتَجِيبَ اللَّهُ لِعَبِيدِهِ الصَّارِخِينَ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا وَهُوَ مُتَمَهِلْ عَلَيْهُمْ. So he said, although this judge was unjust, unfair, but finally he answered because this woman was persistent in her knocking on his door. In the same way, if we persist to pray day and night, day and night, day and night, finally it will be opened to us. So knocking is the persistent prayer. Also, prayer we have when we're talking about the level of prayer, asking, seeking, and knocking. Like in, there are five types of prayer, يعني, types of levels of prayer. The five types of prayer St. Paul mentioned in his first letter, chapter 3. لما قال, supplications, prayers, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. What are the different type of prayer? Supplication, you ask something from God. So when we ask to have mercy upon us, when we ask to forgive us our sins, that is supplication. Prayer is communication, not necessarily you are asking something from God. Like in مثلا, when David said, blessed is the man who walks not in the way of the ungodly, he just here was contemplating, was speaking with God. Like when you speak to your friend, not necessarily you are asking something from him, but you speak with him. You express how much you love him, how much you miss him. So when you stand before God and express your feeling toward God, that's actually called the prayer, just communication. The third level, intercession, when you ask not for yourself but for others, especially when you ask for the lost sheep, when you ask for the unbelievers, when you ask for the enemies, our enemies, when we ask for those who persecute us, this actually offensive weapon, this offensive weapon. The fourth type of prayer is thanksgiving. When you give thanks to God for something he did for you or for the church. There is no gift without increase except the one without thanksgiving. So we need them all, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything, for you have covered us, helped us. That's thanksgiving. Praise, which is the highest level of prayer, actually, when you praise the Lord for who he is, not necessarily for something he did for you. Let me give you an example. Listen, when you see a beautiful icon, and then you say, how beautiful this icon is, and you reflect on its beauty. Here you are praising this icon, but the icon didn't do anything for you, but just you are contemplating and its beauty. So actually when we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, that's praise. Here actually we are praising the Lord for who he is. So these are the five types of prayers: the supplication, prayer, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. And prayer is known as the most effective offensive and defensive weapon, because here you engage God in our life. And the day in which you do not pray, actually you are going to the war without this very, very important weapon. علشان كده لما تيجي تقرا in Ephesians chapter 6 اللي بكره هنعمله في البايبل ستادي, the whole armor of God. Some people actually say they are seven pieces. يعني هو St. Paul spoke about six pieces اللي هم الهلمت والبريستبليت والشيلد والسورد والبلت والشوز. So these are the six pieces. بس بعد كده اتكلم على البراير. So some scholars بيقولوا انهم actually seven pieces. بس others بيقولوا لا, ده البراير دي I'm not going to consider it a piece. لكن actually if you have the whole armor of God but without prayer you will be defeated because you are fighting by yourself. عارف زي مين؟ زي ديفيد when he went to fight Goliath. He put the armor, but if he didn't go with the power of God, Goliath would defeat him. So the armor without prayer, you know, you cannot win. Because prayer means God plus me. We are in war against Satan. فده number one. Number two, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. That's also offensive weapon. As St. Paul told us, therefore take unto you the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. In Hebrews chapter 4, بيقول لك, the word of God sharper than two-edged sword. It could be a defensive weapon, زي in the temptation of the mountain. In every time, the Lord responded by, it is written. So, this is a defensive weapon. But when you go and preach, and when you proclaim the word of truth to others, this is an offensive weapon. Satan is a liar and father of every liar. The word of God is the truth. That's why the truth will expose the lies of Satan. That's why it's a very important weapon, because the truth of the word of God will expose the lies of Satan. He is a liar. Satan, many times, he used the word of God to deceive us. Actually, in the second temptation on the mountain, he used the word of God, trying to deceive the Lord Jesus Christ. لَمَا قَلْ لُهُ throw yourself from the pinnacle of the temple, and he will send his angels to carry you. This from Psalm 90. But the Lord told him, it is written also. مش كده سيدنا البابا دايما يقول, there is a big danger to use one verse from the scripture. Satan, one of his tactics, to use one verse from the scripture. That's how he played with the mind of Arius. When he brought to him this verse, the Father is greater than I. So with this verse, he deceived Arius and played with his mind. That's why you need to have a comprehensive understanding and study of the scripture, and to hide the word of God inside your heart, and to live by, زي ما الآية بتقول, خبأت كلامك في قلبي لكي لا أخطئ إليك. When actually you hide the word of God in your heart, this will keep you from sinning. And also, you should be ready to answer all those who will ask you about the reason of salvation. Here it is an offensive weapon. You go and preach and share the word of truth with others. عشان كده ربنا قال لهم, go and preach the word to the whole world. Number three, the mind of Christ. To acquire the mind of Christ. This is also an offensive weapon. زي ما سان بول بيقول, but as for us, we have the mind of Christ. أما نحن فلنا فكر المسيح. سان بيتر described the mind of Christ as a weapon. In 1 Peter chapter 4, يقول, as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself, تسلحوا, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. So to acquire the mind of Christ is actually arming yourself, carrying the weapon. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, you're like, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. ليكن فيكم هذا الفكر الذي كان في المسيح يسوع. طب ايه الفكر اللي كان في المسيح يسوع؟ The answer in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's the mind of Christ. He wants to destroy the works of the devil. So when we acquire the same mind, we will go and destroy the work of the devil. The mind of Christ, when Christ see or saw devil is expanding and his people like sheep without shepherd, he became very anxious. As you read in Matthew chapter 9, when he saw the multitude as sheep without shepherd, he became very anxious. That's why he went to the mountain, spent the whole night in prayer, and on the following day, he chose 12 and appointed them as apostles, sent them actually to release the people from the captivity of Satan. That's the mind of Christ, to destroy all the works of the devil. بقول للخدام عندنا, بقول لهم الخادم, the servant, if he doesn't have an anxiety, I'll explain يعني what do I mean by anxiety. It's the good anxiety, not the bad anxiety. If he doesn't have anxiety, he cannot be a servant. What do I mean by يعني if you don't have anxiety? لو انت رحت للساندي سكول كلاس بتاعك and you found 10% موجودين في الفصل, if you don't have anxiety over the 90%, actually you will not do anything. And if you have this calm, laid back attitude, رحت على المجوش النهاردة وخلاص كده. If your heart is not burning, then actually you need to re-examine your qualification to be a servant. Your heart actually should not be calm or يعني settled even for 99%. So, the good shepherd, he had 99% attendance. But actually, he left the 99 searching for the lost sheep. That's the mind of Christ. He's the good shepherd. يعني احنا كتير من كنايسنا وولادنا, maybe none of our churches reaches 99% attendance. مع ذلك احنا كده we are laid back. مفيش مشكلة. It's okay. لك من يعثر وأنا لا أعثر. من يضعف وأنا لا ألتهب. We should have this anxiety within us. This anxiety تقروا عنها with St. Paul. He went to Athens and he found that the city full of idols. مدينة مليانة بالأصنام. He didn't have peace in his heart. لك فاحتدت روحه فيه. He became so anxious from within. And this anxiety turned into action. He went to Areopagus and started preaching. So, لو انت دخلت الكنيسة ولقيت ولادك مش حاضرين القداس, لو دخلت الكنيسة لقيت ما حدش بيتناول, لو انت بتفتقد لقيت الولاد مش صايمين, you have to have this anxiety. That's the mind of Christ. You cannot have rest in your heart unless all these people come to the knowledge of Christ. That is the mind of Christ. الذي يريد أن الجميع يخلصون وإلى معرفة الحق يقبلون. So the mind of Christ is an offensive weapon actually. Because this mind, you want everybody to be saved. You will go and seek and search for the lost sheep. St. Paul, when he went to Athens, He didn't have an anxiety because some believers did not attend. He had an anxiety because people did not know Christ. تعالوا بص حوالينا كده ونشوف كم واحد فعلا في العالم اللي احنا عايشين فيه. انا مش بتكلم على الاقباط ولا المسيحيين. How many people around us are atheists? They do not believe in God, or they are captives by many sins. And احنا ممكن نتكلم ونقول شوف العالم وشوف ناس بتعمل ايه. But that's it. But where is this anxiety? The mind of Christ to go and help these people. مش كده سان بول يقول لنا in Romans 12 verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. The renewal of your mind is to acquire the mind of Christ, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What's the will of God? To see everybody is saved. That's the will of God. So when you actually have the mind of Christ, you will know what is the acceptable, perfect will of God. And you will not have peace in your heart. يبقى الواحد كده حتى بالليل داخل ينام بس حامل الناس في صلواته. عارفين يعني this يعني anxiety, one of the best examples, Samuel the prophet. Samuel the prophet, the people rejected him to be their judge. حتى ربنا comforted him, قال له they did not reject you, they rejected me. طيب بعد ما وقف Samuel وقال لهم إن God will choose a king for you إلى آخره. عارفين how he concluded this sermon or this speech? عارفين what did he tell them? He told them, but as for me, far be it from me to cease or to stop praying for you and to sin against God. And they rejected him, but as a true father, as a true shepherd, قال لهم, أما أنا فحاشا لي أن أخطئ إلى الله وأكف عن الصلاة لأجلكم. Because his heart was burning with love for his people. مش كده قال انتوا رفضتوني, you rejected me, but as for me, I cannot reject you. This anxiety اللي سان بول قال أولادي الذين أتمخض بهم, I travail in pain until the image of Christ is portrayed in you. That's the mind of Christ. Another wonderful example is the example of Moses. Actually, because of the stubbornness of the people, and because يعني, their rebellion, Moses actually hit the rock twice. And because he didn't listen to the word of God by speaking to the rock and he hit the rock, he couldn't enter the promised land. طب ممكن كان موسى بقى لو حد مننا ما كان يقول انتوا بسبب تذمركم, because of your complaining and your stubbornness and murmuring all the time, because of all of this, you made me sin against God. And he would be very angry. عارفين موسى وقف يعمل ايه؟ يقول له خلاص يا رب. If you don't want me to go into the promised land, I accept this. But please, appoint a leader wise in order to lead these people to the promised land. يعني هو نفسه, he couldn't enter. لكن as a faithful shepherd, has an anxiety over his people, has the mind of Christ. فبقوله don't leave them without shepherd. Appoint a leader for them to lead them into the promised land. We need actually to have the mind of Christ. اللي احنا we cannot settle, we cannot rest unless we bring everybody into the knowledge of Christ. I think number four. The authority, the fourth weapon, the authority that God gave to the church and to the priesthood through the sacraments of the church. لهسميها binding and losing. Binding and losing. God gave us power to trample. زي ما نقول you have given us the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. ربنا give us power, authority over Satan. And he gave this authority in a very clear form to the priests. When he said to the disciples and also to their successors, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. This authority, they want to look in baptism, there is actual exorcism. An exorcism, that's offensive weapon. Actually, we are casting away or driving away Satan from this person or evil spirit from this person and transferring this person from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. Every time you go to Abuna for confession, في الآخر Abuna prays what we call absolution, to absolve you. What does it mean to absolve you? Absolve you from what? يحلك from إيه? When actually we obey Satan, we submit ourselves to Satan, then actually Abuna is losing this power over you. He's absolving you from this power. He's setting you free through the power of the Holy Spirit. مش كده ابونا يقول ليكن عبيدك محللين بروحك القدوس من فمي. So this power is through the Holy Spirit, but it's proclaimed through the mouth of the priest. Those who say, I have a relationship with God, but I don't have to go to church. Why should I confess? Why should I confess to Abuna? I confess directly to God. Actually, they are depriving themselves from a very important power, weapon, very important weapon, offensive weapon. It's called binding and loosing, the authority to bind and loose, the authority of Satan. مش كده ربنا give this authority to the disciples, the apostles, to their, well, if you forgive sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Another offensive weapon is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, communion. You read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. They, the believers, overcame him, overcame Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. وهم غلبوا بدم الحمل أو دم الخروف. When Satan actually see you, that the blood of the Lamb is covering you. By the word cover وكفارة هي نفس الورد. يغطيني كلمة كفارة يغطيني. It's like, you know, this angel of death, when he saw the blood of the lamb, of the Passover lamb on the houses, he couldn't enter. So actually, you will scare Satan. You will threaten him by the blood of the lamb. By taking communion, and actually, by washing ourselves and cleansing ourselves in the blood of the Lamb, not only we protect ourselves, but also we can defeat Satan. Because his blood enables you to wage offensive warfare for the souls of people who are under captivity. His blood will empower you when his blood runs in my blood. It energizes me. Give me this power to go and preach. Because now I will witness for the resurrection that I myself experienced. شت بتقوله بموتك يا رب نبشر وبقيامتك المقدسة وصعودك للسماوات نعترف. How you confess his resurrection? Because this power of resurrection now is working in you. So you can go and say, I was dead, but now I am alive. I experienced this power in me. ودي اللي تخليني اجي the other offensive weapon اللي هي the word of testimony. يقول لك وهم غلبوا بدم الخروف وايه؟ وكلمة شهادتهم. The word of testimony. Which testimony here? When actually you bear witness to the work of Christ in you. تقول له ان احنا we have experienced this. We have experienced how through confession and repentance, this burden on our shoulder was taken away. Now we can tell you about the difference between death and life. Because the blood of Jesus Christ is running in our body and giving us this life. That's how you bear witness. That's how you testify to the Lord. مش كده ربنا قال for every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection. Confess my resurrection before others. So resurrection is not just ideology, it's not a philosophy, we believe in it. It is a reality. It's working in us and can work in you. That is the word of testimony. And by this, actually, you will transfer people from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. That's why it is offensive weapon. Another offensive weapon is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, ربنا قال لهم, in my name, you will cast out demons. In my name, you will heal the sick. In my name, you will overcome the power of the enemy. Actually, most of the psalms of the days speaking about the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the power of his name. يعني صليت السبت تكلم كثير على the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. لك أعطى فرحا لنفسنا ذكر اسمك القدوس. It gives joy to our heart. Remembrance of your holy name. وبرضه بصلية التلات تكلم على the power of the name of Jesus. So one of the best description of the name of God. You're like, the name of the Lord is like shielded tower to which the righteous will run and is safe. اسم الرب برج حصين إليه يلجأ الصديقون ويتمنعون يعني يجدوا مناعة. You'll be safe. So it's also both defensive and offensive. Some people, they question إن إحنا أبانا الذي اللي بنقولها sometimes it's different لأن إحنا بنزود in Christ Jesus our Lord. يعني actually if you read it in Matthew chapter 6 يقول لك lead us not into temptation but deliver us from the evil one for thine is the power glory forever. Amen. فيقولوا واي إحنا زودنا in Christ Jesus our Lord. لأن ربنا قال until now you did not ask in my name. Ask in my name and you will receive. إلى الآن لم تطلبوا شيئا باسمي. اطلبوا تأخذوا ليكون فرحكم كامل. That's why the church actually added in Christ Jesus our Lord. So every prayer we pray it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. تلاقي مثلا البروتستانت ما يقولوش الحته دي in Christ Jesus our Lord بس لما ينهوا صلواتهم يقولوا in the name of Jesus Amen. ينهوا صلواتهم كده. بس احنا الكنيسة incorporated in the Lord's Prayer, so every prayer will be in Jesus' name. طول النهار كده try ان انت to recite the name of Jesus. يكون عندك وقت، يا رب يسوع المسيح ارحمني، يا رب يسوع المسيح عني، يا رب يسوع المسيح خلصني. So by reciting the name of Jesus, actually you are destroying and pulling down and casting down strongholds. اتكلمنا على some offensive weapons، اتكلمنا على some defensive weapons. But St. Paul told us we are not ignorant of his devices. يعني احنا we are not ignorant of the strategies of Satan. So quickly كده I like to speak about some strategies that Satan is using to understand how Satan is working. As I told you, and Satan works through the world as well as through the flesh. Satan may use the world and the flesh in his strategies against us. So, هتكلم الأول على how Satan works through the world. How Satan works through the world. Satan is the prince of this world. And in Revelation chapter 3, sorry, chapter 20, Revelation 20, verses 3 and verse 7, Satan is described as the deceiver of nations. Deceiver of nations. So, one of the techniques that Satan uses is to influence the governments of the nations. Is to influence the governments of the nations. And to influence them, مثلا, to take prayer out, مثلا, of schools. كان 10 days ago كان في عاملين فوت على صليب موجود في سان دييغو قديم كده, they want to remove it. So actually, or some legalization, يعني عايزين just يقول لك علشان ما يبقاش في discrimination. Although this country was founded on a Christian values, لكن unfortunately, أنا بتكلم عن أمريكا, لكن unfortunately now there is يعني big move toward, you know, to make it like a secular, not a Christian country. من الحاجات الخطيرة إن Satan actually can transform himself as angel of light. And he works in the world as angel of the light. هشرح لكم دي معناها إيه. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14 and 15. You will not marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is not no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness. أحيانا كنت بتكلم which is more dangerous to our children. يعني في ناس كتيرة بيتكلموا اليومين دولت ان احنا مفروض نوعي الناس الارهاب والاسلام والحاجات دي يعني. لكن انا الحقيقة في رأيي ان what's more dangerous is atheism. Atheism. ليه بقى؟ الالحاد. Atheism actually is like an angel of light. It has a nice face. It doesn't have ugly face. يعني it's very difficult to convince me to believe in a religion that instructs people to kill and to destroy and to hate. But النهاردة لما تيجي تتكلم بقى كل ال new philosophies اللي هي founded on atheism يقول لك We need to tolerate everybody. We need to accept. احنا لازم نبقى كلنا one world. It doesn't matter what's your religion, what's your faith. طبعا الكلام ده sounds very nice, very appealing. علشان كده كتير من ولادنا these words are very appealing to them. So Satan may attack us clearly as Satan, but the more dangerous when he presents himself to us as angel of light. كان زمان مثلا القصص بتقدم السورسري والماجيك as evil. في قصص مثلا سندريلا والحاجات دي دايما الماجيك كان بيتقدم as evil. ناو في كل النيو ثوتس زي هاري بوتر والحاجات دي بيقدم الماجيك as good. واخدين بالكم؟ That's the danger. That twisting of facts. That's angel of light. ويل للجعلين النور ظلاما والظلام نورا ويل للقائلين الخير شرا والشر خير. ان هو بيك الشيطان بقى dressing as angel or appearing as angel of light trying to deceive us. So we have to understand and we should be able, if we are well versed in the scripture, we will be able to expose the wickedness of this. لأن كتير unfortunate كتير من ولادنا they are deceived because atheism has a nice face, not an ugly face. وده اللي خلاني أقول إن إحنا برضو as offensive weapon we need to do a lot of studies and research in the field of apologetics. Apologetics means إن أنت how to attack these thoughts اللي موجودة في العالم. How to attack the spirit of the Antichrist which already exists in the world. وابتدى بعض groups actually to start working. هو في احنا عندنا الابولوجيتيك فاذرز والشيطان is not creative, يعني الشيطان repeats himself. So actually when you examine all these new philosophies right now, you will find it during the time of Clement and time of Athanasius. It's the same thing, but he was just the same idea, he presented in a different way, but same idea. لكن احنا كخدام, we have to work in the field of apologetics. وقبل ما ابعت ابني المدرسة, and start بقى هم يلخبطوا له مخه بال what they teach about tolerance and acceptance and actually I should prepare him. That's how to be offensive, not defensive. مش بعد هم يلخبطوا له مخه نيجي نقول طب ازاي نصلح الكلام ده. We have actually to send them well prepared to be able to stand and defend and maybe also convince others. Another technique how Satan works through the world, he is behind the Antichrist spirit of the world. It's clear now in the whole world how everything is against Christianity. Everything is against Christianity. The spirit of Antichrist, اللي اتكلم عنها St. John in his second letter, chapter verse 7, and بقول, many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and Antichrist. هو في the Antichrist, لكن في the spirit of Antichrist. عشان كده سان بول قال يوجد أضداد كثيرون للمسيح. There are antichrists. And now we can see كل الاتاكس اللي على ال Christianity. That's the spirit of antichrist. Also Satan can work through false doctrines, false teachers, false apostles, and false religions. يعني when Satan tried to divide the church by persecution or to weaken the church by persecution, he failed. علشان كده Satan did not work from outside, start working from inside the church. يعني وقت دقلديانوس الكنيسة was very very strong. وقت King Constantine اللي هو actually declared Christianity as the official religion to the state. طلع أريوس وقسطنطين نفسه نفى أثناسيوس 5 times. الكنيسة اتقسمت. عشان كده الشيطان نجح. He couldn't succeed to weaken the church or to divide the church from outside. But he was able to weaken and to divide the church from inside. لما they made them divide against each other. عشان كده ربنا warned us from the division. Well, a kingdom divided against itself will be destroyed. برضو Satan accuse and slanders believers. And maybe you face some hardship or temptation or persecution or discrimination because you are Christian. نقرأ in Revelation chapter 12 يقول إيه؟ And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation, strength, and the kingdom of God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren, who is the accuser of our brethren? The Satan, al-Mushtaki, is cast down, who accused them before God day and night. دي حاجة تانية بيعملها الشيطان. Day and night, he's standing before God accusing us. Yes, he's accusing all the time, day and night. طبعا ربنا مش بيصدق لان ربنا عارف انه الاير. ممكن يكون in form of persecution. يعني مثلا in Revelation chapter 2 verse 10 يقول لك the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Into prison. ناس كتير يستغربوا يقولوا ازاي تحصل الاحداث بتاعت اسكندرية او غيرها الكشح او غيرها نجح حمادي او غيرها الى اخره. لكن سان بيتر يقول لنا do not consider it a strange thing when a fiery trial happened. بطرس الرسول بيقول لنا لا تحسبوه امر غريب ان البلوى المحرقه الحادثه بينكم. لان الشيطان ضد الكنيسه، الشيطان ضد ولاد ربنا. So he's using the world actually to persecute us. Or Satan actually ممكن يعمل obstacles في الخدمة. زي ما سان بول يقول لنا in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 18 يقول would have come unto you even I Paul. سان بول بيقول لهم أنا كان نفسي أجي لكم once and again but Satan hindered us. يعني ممكن يطلع عراقيل تمنع الخدام ان هم يخدموا، تمنع واحد انه يعمل افتقاد، تمنع واحد انه يأسس خدمة جديدة. So Satan works even by hindering, يعني using the world to make obstacles to hinder our service. Satan also use the appeal of the world to entice and tempt the believers to sin. Use the pleasures of the world to entice and to tempt the believers in sin. He tempts us through worldly atmosphere, environment, the system around you. He encourages a love of the world in our heart. خلينا نبقى اتاتش للعالم، ويستخدم العالم عشان يغريني، يستخدم بليجرز للعالم عشان يغريني. مرة واحد من الآباء بيحكي لي إن واحد مرة راح، يعني he's not a gambler but just went Las Vegas for convention. بعدين يعني out of curiosity قال يعني let me play with one of the machine، مجرد جد out of curiosity. And for the first time he won. طبعا ده كان tactic from the devil. فطبعا خد الفلوس دي قال خلاص انا ما كنتش عامل حسابها، let me بقى play with it. وبالطريقه دي he got into actually the habit of addiction. مش كده سان to be a gambler يعني. مش كده سان بول قال لنا abstain from all forms of evil. You cannot give place to Satan even in a very small part. ما تقولش انا رايحين رحله بنتفسح just let me gamble وخلاص، انا بص انا هم 100 دولار مش هصرف غيرهم. You are giving a place for Satan. This is not the mind of Christ. You are giving a place of Satan. Satan wars against the mind, the tongue, the spirit, the body of us actually علشان يخلينا to be tempted and fall into the love of the world. Satan, as he works through the world, he works also through the flesh. If Satan failed to blind our mind, ما هو يعني working through the world, he wants to actually deceive my mind. If Satan failed to blind our mind, he will start using my flesh. Or ممكن هو يستخدم الاثنين في نفس الوقت. يعني he may use the world and at the same time use the flesh to attack me. علشان كده سان بول قال لنا سوري سان بيتر فيرست بيتر شابتر 2 فيرس 11 يقول abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Satan used the flesh to affect the mind. To affect the mind. يعني تتخيل مثلا تلاقي ولد شاب مثلا في علاقة. In a relationship. وتقعد تتكلم معاه with reason. تحاول تقنعه ان العلاقة دي is very destructive. It's not good. It's not healthy. But his mind is absent. تقول ايه اللي حصل له؟ Where is his mind? He's totally blind. Because Satan used the flesh to affect the mind. وده مش جديد. Actually we read it in Romans chapter 7 verse 23. ودي أهمية ان انت to learn the scripture. If you study the scripture and you know that through the flesh Satan can block your mind and affect your mind, here هتبقى عارف. يقول لنا سان بول ايه؟ But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity. Exactly. To the law of sin which is my members. So Satan used my flesh to war against my mind to bring me into captivity. هنا my members refer to the flesh. برضو Satan use the flesh actually to affect and attack your spirit. Not only your mind, but also to attack the spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of flesh and spirit. So the filthiness of the flesh will influence and defile your spirit. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Satan used the flesh in order to reap corruption. To have corrupted mind, that's reaping corruption. زي ما نقرأ in Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 يقول For he that sows to the flesh, of the flesh he will reap corruption. اللي بيزرع من الجسد للجسد يحصد ايه؟ فساد. يحصد فساد. وطبعا يبقى Satan works through the world, Satan works through the flesh, and also Satan works directly through the demons. فممكن الشيطان can attack me directly. وsome people actually, يعني ربنا يعني يحفظنا كلنا, can be possessed by Satan or by the demons. Or at least Satan actually controls their mind, their body, and their spirit. So Satan can attack the mind of the person, the body of the person, and the spirit of the person. اللي أنا عايز أقوله again and again, we are in a warfare, and it is a continuous warfare, and we need to be ready. Yes, we are victorious in Christ. We know the outcome. But in order to reach this outcome, you have to put on the whole armor of God. You have to be ready, to be watchful, to be vigilant. You have to use your weapons, both the offensive and defensive. And at the end, we know the result, in احنا, we will win the war. Like in understanding these strategies and understanding what Satan does, not to scare us, but actually, as St. Paul said, in order not to be ignorant of his devices, so to be ready all the time. And through the grace of God, we will win the war, because the Lord actually overcame the world for us. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. الروح القدس ربنا هو اللي هينقذنا. يس طب الجسد لا يفيد شيئا. لا طبعا ما تكلمش على جسد السيد المسيح, طبعا ما اقدرش كده. لكن كلمة فليش بتيجي كتير في الكتاب المقدس بمعنى الكارنال, the carnal man. واخدين بالكم؟ بمعنى ايه؟ لما يقول he who is born of flesh is flesh. طب هو انا لما اتولدت كنت جسد بس؟ ما انا كان جسد وروح. يقول he is born of spirit is spirit. طب هو انا لما بتولد من المعمودية ببقى سبيريت بس؟ لا, ما انا ببقى سبيريت وبادي. فهنا احيانا لما بيستخدم كلمة فليش او يستخدم كلمة سبيريت يقصد كارنال versus spiritual. ف if you became a carnal man and you set your mind on things of the flesh, it profits nothing. الجسد لا يفيد شيء ولكن الروح هو اللي يحيي. بس عشان كده يقول لك اهتمام الجسد هو موت في رومية 8, أما اهتمام الروح فهو حياة وسلام. واخدين بالك؟ So flesh profits nothing if you just care about the flesh and you set your mind on things belonging to the flesh, it will profit you nothing. Actually it will bring death. ولكن if you set your mind on spirit and spiritual things, this will give you life and peace. لا مش كلهم, انا just give you some defensive and some offensive. لك طبعا الكتير يعني الخدمة نفسها يعني service, يعني Sunday school service مثلا is considered offensive weapon, ال preaching is offensive weapon, كل ال gifts of the spirit it can be offensive weapons. طبعا offensive weapon كتيرة اللي احنا the tools that you are using to attack Satan. بس انا I give you some, يعني not every, there is no, actually there is no comprehensive list of all the defensive and offensive. but I give you some example just to, yani, to understand what I mean by defensive versus offensive weapons.
كنت سؤال سيدنا لما كنت ايه كانت بتقول انه لسه الشيطان بيشتكي علينا، امال المسيح كان يقصد ايه في الانجيل لما بيقول هو رايت الشيطان ساقطا من السماء في البر؟ طب مش هو خلاص بطل يشتكي علينا بعد الصليب، ولا لسه هو موجود برضه في السماء بيشتكي علينا؟
هو في جولان، يعني كذا جولة، فالشيطان سقط في جولة، في جولة، لكن ما استل الشيطان في حرب معانا. طبعا احنا بتخش في الحروب دي ليه؟ في التمتيشن، الناس تقع في الخطية ليه؟ لسه الشيطان بيحارب، لسه الشيطان بيحارب لغاية the last، يعني enemy will be defeated، اللي هو هيكون الموت، ده in the second coming of Christ، وبعدين ربنا سيبيد بنفخة فمه ويلقيه في البحيرة المتقطة بالنار والكبريت، وتنتهي الحرب.
هو زي ايوب لسه بس لسه زي ايوب اللي هو بيطلع فوق يشتكي علينا برضه،
اشتكي، هو بيقول على جميع اخواتنا،
بس يعني ستاتس فور جاد جوز وذ جاد.
ما جاد از افري وير.
عارفين ان في العهد القديم لما الشيطان اللي كان ملاك واتكبر كده يعني ربنا طرده وضعه، في ابتدت تصحى ان بتقول الشيطان وجنوده، معنى كده ان في شياطين كتير معاه مع
هو الشيطان لما وقع، الشيطان لما ستارت ذا ريبيليان، لما الشيطان ابتدى التمرد على ربنا، ما ابتداهوش لوحده. زي اي واحد بيجي يعمل انقلاب ما بيجيش لوحده، بيبقى معاه مجموعة عساكر وكده. فالشيطان ومعاه مجموعة هم عملوا التمرد ده على ربنا. لا لا، انا بقولش تكاثر.
مملكة الشياطين دلوقتي اللي احنا بنذكرها في
يس، يا مجموعة كبيرة من البرنسباليتيز ومن الرولرز وقعوا مع الشيطان. يس، يا
هل هم المكتوب عنهم في سفر الرؤيا تلت نجوم السماء وقعوا؟
سفر الرؤيا لازم ناخده بمعنى روحي لغاية لما يتفسر، يعني ما نقدرش نقول هل هو كده. حتى كل التشيرش فاذرز ما فسروش سفر الرؤيا، لان سفر نبوي رمزي، فصعب ان واحد يقول هو ده هو ده. لكن بناخد معنا روح سفر الرؤيا. طبعا ممكن نجند ناس من العالم من دولة اللي هو بياخدهم كابتيفز، لكن احنا مسؤوليتنا ان احنا نخلص الناس اللي في العالم دولت من الكابتيفيتي بتاعت الشيطان. يس. Actually, some people say this، يعني كتير من الناس بيقولوا ان الشيطان دلوقتي شغال اكتر، ويعني بيقولوا ان احنا towards the end، فهيبان 2012. يس.
الشيطان يعني خايفين منه بقوته، بس الغريبه ان احنا المفروض يعني ان المسيح انتصر عليه ونحن في المسيح يسوع، فهل احنا فعلا نخاف؟
في فرق بين الحرص والخوف، يعني to be watchful and vigilant and to be scared. If you are scared, they are not a sign of the children of God. ربنا ما اداناش روح الخوف، لكن ادانا روح القوة والشجاعة. مش كده؟ الشيطان مهزوم، الشيطان تحت أقدامنا. لكن we don't say this with pride, but we say it with watchfulness. عشان كده لما بولس الرسول يقول له لا تستكبر بل خف، كلمة خاف هنا مش خاف يعني to be scared، لكن be watchful. Be watchful. فكلمة بنخاف المفروض نفهمها على كلمة to be watchful and vigilant، تبقى حريص، تبقى ساهر، لكن مش معناها الرعب، مش معناها الخوف. ولاد ربنا مش مفروض يخافوا من الشيطان.
بس هو ما يقدرش يمس ولاد ربنا غير بإذن
طبعا الذين في يدي لا يستطيع ان يشترين ان يمسوه.
ولا يقدر ان هو يحسدنا طول ما احنا جواه، بس لو
مظبوط.
احنا بعدنا عنه نبقى احنا في طائرة تحت ايده.
ما هو هي دي المشكله، ان احنا كتير نقول يا رب طب سيبني في 5 دقايق يعني اخد راحتي وارجع لك تاني، واخرج في ال5 دقايق دي الشيطان بقى يلقطني فيها. والله اعلم برجع تاني ولا ما ارجعش. يعني زي ما كنت بقول giving place to Satan، ان مثلا الواحد اللي هو مثلا زي ما بقول لكم ممكن يكون خادم ويكون شماس مش عارف ايه، ويطلع في رحله يقول طب just let me gamble كده just I'm gonna use this $50. في الوقت ده هو بيعمل بقى on a spiritual level انه بيقول يا رب سيبني بس انط من ايدك كده شويه ببعيد كده، هاخد يعني العب الجيم ده وارجع لك تاني، الله اعلم بقى هيرجع ولا مش هيرجع، وهكذا. لكن طبعا لو انا في ايد ربنا الشيطان ما اقدرش اقرب منه. مش كده، احنا الوقت اللي احنا بنقلع فيه الارمور اوف جاد او بنبعد فيه عن ايد ربنا، هو ده الوقت اللي بنبقى فيه مور فولنربل.
لو انا في الاقتصاد وبعدت حبه، هو الراعي اللي حتى ماشي وراه يعني، بس انا عندي النيه دي، حتى لو انا ممكن اقع،
اه طبعا
هو موجود.
ما هو موجود وبيدور عليا وبيجيبني، بس انا ما عانيتش معاه، لكن هو بيدور عليا طبعا. اكزاكتلي. شوف دي الامثال بتاعت كندا.
Thank you, Sayyidina. Just a couple of quick announcements. First, there's a scarf that was left downstairs during lunch. Perfect timing.